Vote 2012 update on WTOP.
722, good morning.
I promise change and I have a record of achieving it.
Knock on some doors with me and make some phone calls and turn out.
Well, you never thought this day would arrive, but it's here. Election day, and voters are getting their say. Joining us live, Jim Acosta. He is in Boston covering the Romney campaign. Jim, good morning. Great having you with us here. Now, the Obama campaign, as we found out a little earlier this morning in Chicago, is pretty confident tonight. What are they saying around the Romney campaign?
Mike and Bruce, I have to tell you, the Romney campaign is feeling very confident about their chances tonight. Senior Romney advisor told CNN yesterday that they believe they're going to have a clear and decisive victory. But Mike and Bruce, we are keeping an eye on one state and one state only, it seems, and that is Ohio. Last night I was with the Romney campaign when they pulled the campaign plane into a hangar in Columbus to the cheers of thousands of supporters, just a bit of stagecrafting, but to show you just how important they think that state is. And Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are both going back to that battleground state today to basically get on the local news, talk to local TV stations, and thank volunteers for all of their hard work. But it is one last campaign event, essentially, for both of the men on the GOP ticket. Just goes to show you how important that state is.
Romney picked up some momentum right after that first debate. Are they concerned at all in the Romney camp that that momentum has kind of stalled?
Guys, that is a question we asked them in the final days of this campaign, because obviously with Hurricane Sandy coming ashore and President Obama being out there with one of the Romney campaign's top surrogates, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, there was a sense, among all of us that perhaps the momentum had slowed for Mitt Romney. He had a surge of momentum coming out of that first debate. He presented himself as a reasonable alternative to a lot of Americans out there. The polls reflected that. But yes, you did see the numbers start to move back in the president's direction to a point where we are essentially tied nationally. But Mitt Romney is maybe slightly behind the president in a slew of battleground polls. The Romney campaign believes, though, that their get-out-the-vote operation is going to be so intense in these states that they can make up for that.
Now, the latest poll that came out in Ohio finds this race too close to call because it is within the margin of error. What are the Romney people saying about their ability to get the vote out in Ohio versus what the Obama campaign is claiming it can do, which is to get a lot of people out and vote for the president?
Well, Mike and Bruce, you may be getting these same fundraising emails from the Romney campaign that we in the press get, because they basically send them to us just to make us aware of those fundraising emails that are still going out, and they're still going out to their supporters right up until the last minute. Why is that? I talked to a senior Romney finance fundraising operative with the campaign. He said that is because we are still raising money for those vans that pick up supporters to take them to the polls, to make sure there are volunteers canvassing neighborhoods that are leading towards Mitt Romney. They're going to be pulling out all the stops to get out the vote on election day. And guys, there's one other thing that I have to tell you. Talked to Romney campaign senior advisor last night. They are also mounting their legal teams in a variety of different swing states in case some of these elections in these states are too close to call, like Ohio, where you have a situation where if there are enough absentee ballots, provisional ballots out there that have not been counted, and this race is so close that those ballots may become a factor, you're going to see those legal teams go into place.
Oh yeah, my. Challenges could be a big deal here. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I hate to bring that up, but it's possible.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, CNN national political correspondent Jim Acosta with the Romney campaign. We talked with Nancy Cordes with the Obama campaign earlier, and we've got John King from CNN coming up at 8:20 this morning.